My name is Fionnuala Brophy and I am currently the manager of the Lifelines Project. I volunteered in 1970. It was just as I was finishing school and before I went to university. Well, polytechnic, as was in those days. I was a very wet behind the ears volunteer in what was called in those days a home for maladjusted boys down in Dorset, in the middle of nowhere. It was run by Franciscan brothers, and it had what I thought were young boys up to the age of 12 who'd done bad things and therefore were sent away to this maladjusted boys' home.
It sounds a bit of a difficult environment, not only for them but for you.
Yeah, well, I think my first rude awakening was when I arrived to be greeted by this Franciscan brother and this geezer who was with him, who was about 6'4", in full leather gear with chains and studs and tattoos, and he turned out to be one of the boys. So they weren't up to 12 years of age at all. They were from age 12 up to 18. I hadn't quite reached my 18th birthday. I was 17 at this point.
And what work were you doing?
It was a residential home, away from sort of most communities. It wasn't even a village, it was kind of a hamlet. And I think it was kind of out of sight, out of mind. And I was assigned to the younger boys' residential care home. We did all sorts in those days. It was a range of kind of housework and making beds and things like that. I think the thing that they wanted me for was to try and socialise the boys in female company. A bit of a tough call, actually. You know, I was supposed to play games with them and go out for walks with them and basically try and be as normal as possible in this really not normal environment.
How did you cope with that?
I grew up a bit, I can tell you. It was a real challenge. I thought I was pretty well sussed as a 17-year-old. You know, I'd done my A-levels. I was waiting to go off to become a social worker and do good works for the poor and things like that. And I thought it'd be great to do some volunteering. And how I coped was with some difficulty, really. One of the problems, I think I was their first volunteer, I was a female. All of these lads who, it turned out, had had a range of criminal and other convictions. Some, it turned out, for rape and sexual assault and various other things. In terms of risk assessments and all sorts of things, they just weren't done. I mean, I got very close to some of these young boys. Lots of them really nice kids who'd come from difficult backgrounds, difficult circumstances. Some of them weren't in touch with their families. Some had come from other care establishments. I think I did help some of the boys, and some of the younger boys in particular, who were very homesick. They'd never been away from home before. It was a pretty difficult environment, residential environment, where there was tougher big kids and very vulnerable younger kids. And I think it was tough for the boys, and it was tough for the care staff, but it was very tough for a volunteer.
The situation you describe would never happen today, would it?
No, it wouldn't. I would not have been placed ever in that environment. I think sending somebody in who is the same age as some very vulnerable and damaged young men and older boys, it just wouldn't happen today. I can't imagine that there was things like risk assessments or whatever done at the time. These days, there is much more scrutiny and much more support given to volunteers, and certainly through CSV, you know, there's a much better supportive network. Sometimes people think that safeguarding goes over the top, but actually it doesn't.
Looking back, did you gain anything from it yourself?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I had a great time most of the time. I grew up very, I thought I was mature, 17-year-old, with the world ahead of me. It was the first time I left home, so that whole process was really positive. I had to then rely on my own resources and my own intellect and my survival skills and all sorts of things. I thought I could change the world pretty quickly. I still do think I can change the world, but now I'm just a little small part of it.